Tanya for today, the 25th of Iyar. It is the second half of chapter 51 of Perek Nun Aleph. It is on page Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and the number at the bottom of the page is 270. Earlier in the Perek, the Rebbe gave the example of the Neshama, which the Neshama itself, the essence of the Neshama, is not in one part of the body any more than it is in another. And therefore, when we say that the neshama rests in the head, we're not talking about the essence of the neshama. We're talking about the life that will enliven the body, that will give life to the body, while it is still in the neshama, which is contained in the neshama. That life, which is called chai be'etzem, which means the essence of the life within the body, but not the essence of the life of the neshama, not the essence of the neshama, that part of life is described as being primarily in the head, that it begins in the head, and from there, from the brain, it spreads to the rest of the body. And exactly the same way, by way of analogy, is Ein Sev Baruch HaMemala Kol Almin. God fills all the worlds, L'Hachayesam, to give them life. U'b'chol Eilom Yesh Bruyim La'Ein Ketz V'Tachlis Rivet Avaveis. And in every world, there are endless creations, tens of thousands, mine madreges malachim and neshamis, of different levels of angels and neshamis. Chen zibri ha'ilameis, ein leketu gvul greya al greya. And the worlds themselves, which contain these creations, are also endless in number, higher and higher. Hineim, hu seviat mursi shalein sev baruch shav abel yein v'tachtainim. But the essence of God is equal in the higher worlds as well as in the lower worlds, k'marshal ha-neshama hanal, as it is in the example of the neshama given above. And as he expresses it in the Zayat, in the Tikkunim, the ihu stimu d'chol stimin, he is concealed of all concealments, which means da'afilu ba'almin stimin d'le'elo, that even in the concealed worlds above, those worlds that are high and hidden from us, and they are described as concealed, who saw some vanel and betecham, God that is present in those worlds is hidden and concealed from them, kemesha who saw some vanel and betachtenim, just as he is concealed and hidden from the lower world, in the lower world and hidden in the lower world. Because in God's essence, no thought can comprehend him at all, not even in the higher world. So it turns out that just as he exists in the lower world, that's how he exists in the higher world. He is as concealed there as he is here. And so he gives life to all worlds equally. And that which creates the difference, that distinguishes the higher world from the lower world, is because of the expression of life. Not the essence of God, but the expression of life. It's that part of godliness that reveals itself and spreads to the world and comes out of concealment. And this is one of the reasons that God's influence and God's life that he gives to the world is described as light by way of analogy, because just as light is not the essence of the illuminator, the light of the sun is not the essence of the sun, in the same way, the godliness that comes to the world is not the essence of God. It is an expression of godliness that gives life to the world and its creatures, Rabrim Shabahem, and the creatures that are in the world. And it is in this expression of godliness that is revealed from its concealment. In that revelation, there's a little bit more revealed to the higher world than it is to the lower world. And in the world, each of the creatures receives life according to its ability and according to its composition, which is the individual properties and character. Asher ein sev baruch hamamshich hameir loy, which this godliness reveals and gives to those individual creatures, v'hatachteinim afilu haruchniim, and in the lower world, even the spiritual part of the lower world, einam mekablum b'vichinas gilui kol kach, do not receive the same degree of revelation of this godly presence. Rak b'levushim rabim asher ein sev baruch hamalbish b'hem achayiz v'hareiz, but rather, it receives its life, its light, from God, through many garments in which this godliness is clothed. The life and the light, Hashem mamshichu meir lehem l'hachayesam, that is revealed to them and given to them to give them life, is clothed in many garments, v'kol kach otzmu v'gavru halavushim, and these garments have become so many and so strong, Asher ein sev baruch hu malbish u'mastir b'hem ho'ez v'hachayus, into which God clothes and conceals the light and the life, ad asher bora b'elam hazeh hachumri v'hagashmi mamosh, until it has become so reduced and so concealed that it can bring about the existence of this mundane physical world, u'mahaveyu u'mahayeyu b'chayiz v'ez, and it is given existence and given life. With the life and light, Hashem mamshichu meir loy, peir hamalubushim achusa umusta b'teichalavushim harabim v'atzumim, from this godliness that is drawn down and revealed into the world, that is clothed, hidden, and concealed within all of these many garments, hamalim imumastidim ha'eva achayus, which conceal and hide the light and the life, until it is so concealed that to the created being no light and life is revealed at all, rather the result is mundane physical things that appear to be without life at all. For example, a stone. Ach, b'teicham yesher v'chayus, but the truth is that within them there is light and life, hamahava esam ma'ayim liyesh tamid, which this light and life continues to give them existence constantly, bringing them into existence out of nothingness. Shelo yachziru liyesh ayin ve'efes kishahoyu, and this has to be constant in order to prevent the creation, the stone, from returning to nothingness, kishahoyu, as they were before they were created. And this life and this light that gives life to the inanimate object, to the stone, for example, as lowly as it is and as finite as it is, it comes from the infinite God, only it is clothed in many garments, that the light and the life of the planet Earth, which is mundane and physical, visible to the eye, whom in Malchus de Malchus da Asiya, comes from the level of the royalty, within royalty, of the lowest world of Asiya, ubeteicha Malchus de Yetzira, but in that level of Malchus, as it is in the world of Asiya, there is contained the element of Malchus as it exists in the higher world of Yetzira, because the attributes are connected throughout all the world, etc. Acha b'teich kulon, until in them, in all the attributes that are in the lowest world, there exist yutzvides datzilus amiyuchodes b'matzilon ein sev baruch. In all of them, there is the presence of the 10 attributes, the 10 tzvides of the highest world of atzilus, which in turn is connected and united with their source, which is God Himself. So as much as the light has become diminished and concealed by the garments, yet it remains forever an aspect of the divine, which is connected to all the other levels of the divine attributes, all the way back to God Himself. The Hayem Yom for the 25th of Iyar, which is also the 40th day of the Emir, the Rebbe writes that among the Alter Rebbe's Maimorim of 1795, which he said in Lozhner, there was the Maimor on the statement that the reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. And he said that the mitzvah, in its ultimate essence, is the reward. And the revelation of this essence will take place in the time to come, in the world to come. And today, we are not aware of the greatness and of the etzem, the essence of the mitzvah that we perform. This is the enduring principle of the mitzvah. However, we also eat of the fruits of the mitzvah in this world, each mitzvah according to its particular nature, which means that when one has that particular need, he is answered.